Well, the snapshot is that you have a large number of people who've been displaced by the internal security operations over the last number of years, and that ran to 5 million, actually. There's also Afghan refugees, 1.5 million currently in Pakistan, and they've been generously hosted by Pakistan for many, many years, decades, in fact. And then you have hundreds of thousands who are displaced by flooding. At the moment, 140,000 people have been displaced by floods in 2014. So it's quite a mixture of displacement due to conflict and also due to natural disaster, and a country that also generously hosts refugees from their neighbour.
We don't hear a lot about the situation in Pakistan. Is this one of these forgotten humanitarian crises?
What I would say is that that we should focus on Pakistan, because Pakistan has a positive trajectory, unlike many other crises around the world. From a humanitarian perspective, things are actually going in the right direction. And therefore, our role there is to support that positive trajectory, to put momentum behind it so that we can actually come to an end with humanitarian assistance in Pakistan, particularly for those that have been displaced internally. And that was what I found from my mission there. 300,000 people have returned already this year. The Pakistan government themselves have stepped up and are putting hundreds of millions of dollars into that operation from their own resources. And the international community can partner in that and make it even better.
What were those returnees telling you?
What they were telling me is that at last they have hope, but they faced a very daunting task. 2 years ago when I was there, I met the same people in Jaloza IDP camp, internally displaced camp, with very little hope, because there wasn't a prospect of them going home. Now, many of them have already returned to their homes, but their homes are destroyed, their livelihoods are in ruins. And what they're saying is that they need help now to rebuild those lives and those livelihoods. And we see they have the courage to take that step, and we have an obligation, I believe, to help them.
It sounds as though the hard work is beginning right now.
This is it. As I say, first step is taken by the people themselves. They've demonstrated the courage and the resolve to do this. As I say, facing back into a very bleak situation, but they are determined to rebuild their lives. That's their homes. But the international community also has a unique opportunity here when one looks at the situation across the globe, that something good is happening. If we invest in that now, then we can contribute to accelerating that and also making it sustainable. So an investment now is definitely a very worthwhile, and there's a big return on that investment in the sense that we can see an end to humanitarian assistance for these people.